Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM and 100.1 FM.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. 3 p.m. Still got Steve Novotny on my mind and all the repeat shows they have of it. Okay, focus, Dimitri. Focus, focus, focus. You're on the air. Grab the reins, man. Grab hold of the reins. What do you want? 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 days a week. Yes. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days, 5,000 days a week, whatever. Download the River Network app. The River Talk radio network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Audio Path of Totality, and download the River Network app and listen. And thank you all so much for listening on the River Network app. The Ohio Midland News Group, which is the multimedia conglomerate that owns all of this stuff and all of the websites and all of the apps and all of this and all of that. The world headquarters in Bel Air. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They monitor the listenership on the River Network app. All sorts of different day parts, all sorts of all the stations. Try to imagine all the stations that we carry on the River Network app. This show, this quiet little unassuming two-hour show, including the repeats, kicks ass. We have so many listeners, it is unbelievable. We have more listeners to this show on the River Network app than we have listeners on several of the radio stations that the Ohio Midland News Group owns. The entire radio stations, we have more listeners just with this show, and it's all because of you. So thank you very much for that. We appreciate it greatly. We really do. All right. Now, I've asked you this question. Have you had time to think about it? How many transgender people are in the U.S. military today? I'm going to give you the answers in just a little bit. But this next segment here is going to be about the military, the Pentagon, and about World War III. That's right, World War III. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, Dimitri, there you go again. You're overstating something. Well, frankly, I hope I am. But I don't think it's much of an overstatement. Now, this may surprise you because the useless local media hasn't said anything to you about this. But now, the feds, the Biden administration, along with their globalist buddies, are floating the idea, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up. They're floating the idea that we, our American government and NATO, these Euro weenies that want us to pay for all of their stupid policies, that we should be arming Ukraine with, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, arming Ukraine with nukes. Yeah, you heard right. Nukes. They're actually floating this idea now, trying to get a sense of what they can get away with. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Ukraine with nukes? My God, they could end up having World War III with Russia, and then Russia would get, be bombing Europe and NATO, and then the United States would get involved. And I wouldn't put it past the military-industrial complex that deep down that's what they would actually like. I can't prove it, but I think they are so greedy and so evil that if I had to guess, and it's nothing more than a guess, deep down they would go, yeah, baby, we could make so much money off of this. I actually believe they are that evil. I really do. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Ukraine with nukes? What, are you kidding me? Little known fact, when the Soviet Union finally collapsed, it caved in on itself because all the decay, the rot, that was, it just finally collapsed in on itself without a shot being fired, by the way. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. Never. The region, it was called the Ukraine as part of the Soviet Union, the evil empire. We now know it as the country of Ukraine. Ukraine was the third largest nuclear force on Earth. There was the United States, the Soviet Union, Russia, and Ukraine. Ukraine had more nukes than England. Ukraine had more nukes than China. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, if they had all these nukes, what the hell happened? To its everlasting shame, the stupidity of the leaders in Ukraine, and I'm sure they were bought off by the CIA and NATO and all that. The leaders in Ukraine said, you know, we're going to give up our nuclear weapons, and in exchange, we're going to get a promise from the United States and from England and from Russia that if we are invaded or anything, then they're going to come to our aid. They actually gave up their nukes. Well, it turns out that one of the countries that was supposed to come to its aid is Russia, and of course, Russia invaded under the Obama administration, took back the Crimean Peninsula, and of course, now under the Biden the Obama administration, now the Biden administration invaded again. Anytime a country gives up its nukes, it runs the risk of terrible, terrible problems when it comes to its own security. A better way of saying it, I guess, is this. Any country that has nukes has never been invaded. The United States, the former Soviet Union, now Russia, India, Pakistan, quite probably Israel. But countries who have given up their nukes or given up the process of getting nukes. Oh, well, North Korea is another one, by the way. They've got nukes. But countries that have given up their nukes or given up the attempt to become nuclear. Ukraine, Iraq under Saddam Hussein, Libya under Gaddafi. When those countries said, in essence, all right, we're not going to go nuclear. Well, Saddam Hussein is dead. Gaddafi is dead. And now look at Ukraine. One of the dumbest things Ukraine ever did was give up its nukes. The dumbest damn thing. It's unbelievable. So now NATO, these Euroweenies who are just, I mean, I don't know what the hell it is with them in Ukraine and Russia. I don't understand this. I'll never understand this. There's some really bad stuff going on in Ukraine, some very deep, dark secrets. For them to be this involved in Ukraine, there's something else going on here. United States as well. God only knows what horrible secrets are there in Ukraine, but I'm guessing they are really, really bad, and they don't want you to know what they are. That's why they're spending tens of billions of dollars on this thing. So now they are seriously considering arming Ukraine with nukes. And of course, Ukraine does not have the expertise on how to launch them. So essentially what this means is that NATO, specifically England and France, and I guess now the United States, could very well be on the verge, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, virtually on the verge, of firing nukes into Russia. So when I said World War III a few minutes ago, I was not exaggerating. I mean, we are that close. And the Biden administration, I believe, the people whoever are running the Biden administration, obviously it's not Joe Biden. It is my belief they're doing whatever they can to make life as miserable and as difficult as possible for Donald Trump when he comes in. Including, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, nuclear war. Nothing else makes any sense. For them to even be floating this idea is chilling beyond belief. They're actually doing this. They've lost their minds. I swear to God, they've absolutely lost their minds. Pete Hegseth is going to hopefully be the person in charge of the Department of Defense. And he was had an interview not too long ago. I wanted to share this with you, where he gives you a sense of who he is and what he is. And God, we need some very, very serious help here ASAP.
That's why I think it's our only way out is, and that's why I do think we're at an existential moment. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here when it comes to the DOD. I think we're at a the pot moment.
Yeah,
we are at a tipping point for total institutional corruption. And Trump has a chance to reverse that. Should he, when he wins, because what the military did, I didn't finish the thought on that, is they committed a Bud Light. Like they, in search of a non-traditional constituency, they offended their core constituency. So there aren't enough lesbians in San Francisco to man the 82nd Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
And in trying to cater to that, they lost the boys from Tennessee and Kentucky and Oklahoma. The traditional dudes who did it because they loved their country, or they wanted the adventure, or they, you know, wanted to try tough things, or they need an up and out of their community, whatever it is. They're like, if I wanted to do the woke crap, I could go to the local community college. Being transgendered in the military causes complications and differences. And the book kind of lays out the common arguments that those on the left or others make, which are baked in social justice. So it started, you know, we saw it under Clinton with the tinkering of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the reasons for those changes. And I talked to some of the people involved in when that was changed. But it really started to accelerate under Obama. And you saw it with, you saw the trans stuff come at the end of the Obama administration. You saw the women in combat come at the end of the Obama administration. It's because they looked around at the bureaucracies that they controlled in Washington, and the one that was that they didn't control. The Obama spent a disproportionate amount of time focusing on the Pentagon. They were skeptical of leadership and eventually brought in political appointees and generals who would do their bidding the way they wanted, which, as you know, in a top-down organization, changes the ethos of the whole thing. So the book is meant to pull the whole curtain back, mostly from Obama forward, and explain how the army that I enlisted in, or that I swore an oath in 2001 and was commissioned in 2003, looks a lot different than the army of today, because we're focused on a lot of the wrong things.
Boy, tell me about it, including World War III. So this is probably the first that you've heard about this, that they're floating the idea of giving nukes to Ukraine. In fact, I will bet you your last dollar this is the first time you've heard about this. But they are floating this idea. Europe, specifically France and the UK, are all in on this. It's utter madness. It's absolute utter madness. What would you expect Putin to do if he was attacked with nuclear warheads? What would you expect? I would guess that he would retaliate not just with Ukraine, but Germany, France certainly, England. And of course, if you attack one NATO country, it's the same as attacking all NATO countries. We'd be sucked into World War III. That's what the Biden administration is setting up right now. They hate him that much that they are willing to risk World War III to make life as miserable for him and for you as possible. I am not exaggerating. Nor am I exaggerating about the number of transgenders in the U.S. military. I've got the number right here. I'll share that with you after this short break.